My fellow brothers and sisters, I pray that you had a phenomenal day. And I pray that today brought you closer to the Father as any other day does. I just want you to understand that in this process of this time frame, it's very disheartening for all of us that follow the Father. But we have to understand that His promises was done today. We have to understand that the blood that was shed was atonement for every sin that we have done, we're going to do, and have done. So, with that being said, I want you to understand, this is the time to be very happy, because our Father defeated death, which we will have extreme joy when we join Him in the process of the Father's household. So, what I want you to do is look at John chapter 16, verse 20, in your King James Version. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." Basically, what the Father is letting us know that in this time frame, the world will rejoice at the passing of the Father because of the fact that they feel like they've won. But we have to understand spiritually, the Father gives us enough of His Spirit each day. Up, oh Father. So, there's a couple scriptures I want you to look at. It's Psalm chapter 23, verse 5. Then I want you to go into Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Then, we're going to finish at Luke 22, 42. These are all in the King James Version. So the first one says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Which is wonderful. Then it says in Luke chapter 22, verse 20, it says, "In the same way, after the supper, he took his cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Then we're going to end on Luke chapter 22, verse 42. It says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours will be done." So these are all pointing out to the Father taking the cup from you and making sure that your cup that He presents to you is overflowing with His mercy, grace, and love. So I want you to close your eyes, raise your hand, please. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for allowing us to be able to give you joy in this time. And Father, thank you so much for overcoming death so you allow us to understand that we will not see death because we'll be joining you in the household. Father, I ask that you just continue to fill our spirits with the spirit that you have ordained for us. And Father, mark our steps with your word. And Father, thank you so much for the promises that you always keep. We love you. We just lift your name up on high. And I ask all these things in your holy name. Selah.